This morning, this past week's daf Ein Ches in Maseches Erevin, the seventh parak. This week's shir is sponsored anonymously. L'schus the anonymous mishpocha and the entire Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's see. We're going to start over here on Ein Zayin on days. Towards the bottom, like around 8-10 lines up. Omar of Bibi Barabai. Omar of Bibi Barabai. Bibi Barabai says the following. Bona itzel agabe itztivu. If itztivu is like a platform, if you have a wall, a koisel between two chatzeres, that the koisel itself would be dividing two chatzeres, and they would not be able to be ma'arif together. And you have the halachas that we discussed before concerning this, as far as the wall is concerned. Now, what was built over here was an itztivo in order to be ma'arif, like the sugya started speaking before, if you want to be ma'arif. So if you have a platform, one on top of the other, itztivo al-gabi itztivo. And the Rashi explains over here. Look at Rashi. Bona itztivo shel eitz. Agabe itztivo. Somoch l'koisel. These two platforms are set up right near the wall. V'yesh ave mafsu ben zu l'zu. And there's an airspace between the two. They're not actually sitting one on top of the other. Shehoyo yener glayim. The upper itztivo wasn't resting and being supported on the bottom one. It has its own feet, and there's an airspace between the two. So on that mission, says the Gemara says as follows: if the bottom platform has four tefachim, then it will be mamayit. Now Rashi explains that. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says that the number of dalid tefachim that the Gemara mentions over here is the length. Im yesh b'tachtoyna oirech dalid uvon ismayit goyver shel koisel miyud. And with that, the height of the koisel is less than yud. Meaning to say that now if one's standing on top of this itztiva, so he could easily be mishtamish from one on the koisel. If there was one on both sides, then they could be mishtamish from one to the next. So then the halacha is that it's memait. Now Rashi over here says that the condition over here is just oruch dalid, that we just need to be, that the length should be, let's say, against the koisel itself. It doesn't seem to be a requirement of dal al dal, just dalit. So then the halacha is memait. Now that from the top of this itztivo to the top of the koisel is less than 10 tefachim, so we'll view it as a koisel which is less than 10 tefachim. Koisel less than 10 tefachim doesn't separate the two chatzeres, and they can be ma'arif together. Inami, the Gemara continues, even if the bottom itztivo doesn't have the four tefachim, if the top one has the shear of four tefachim, which is necessary, if the distance between the top one and the bottom one is less than three tefachim, then it'll be memayit. Even though the bottom platform doesn't have the shear of dal tefachim, but as long as the top one has the shear of dal tefachim, even though we're using the bottom platform, but it's enough that the upper part has the shear of dal tefachim, and as long as we don't have an ear space in between, because now that there's no gimel tefachim between the two, so then it'll be ma'at. This Rashi explains over here in Ami, aim ba dalit. let's say the Banim, or else, you know, Mishnah is giving two possibilities how it will be mutter. If the Banim hadn't had Zal Tfachim, that in itself can matter. We don't have to even look at the top one. As Rashi says in the previous Rashi, Mimai, Dal Yenim Yehochim. Right, the top one is irrelevant. It doesn't make a difference, right? Because the bottom, and that's in the first case, when the bottom one has the shir dal tfochem. In the second case, when the bottom one doesn't have a shir dal tfochem, then we're going to need to use the yoyena. So on that, the Gemara had said, inami aim bo dal, if yesh bo yoyena dal, if the top one has the dal tfochem, ve aim ben zel ze gimel. If there isn't the near space between the two of them of gimel tfochem, mul chashbin an luhuk echad, we could consider them one. Va'afal pisha amir hazeh kotzim el mata, and even though the meat, this platform, the way we're looking at it, is one large platform over here, the bottom, it doesn't have the shear. It's kotzer. It's narrow. Hoya u'mesmali shum el ma'ilam. Since on top, the full shear is filled out. Shaper dami, it's good. But that's providing that if there's less than three tefachim between the two. Aval yesh b'neim shloisha. However, if there were to be an airspace between the two, treininu, then we wouldn't be able to join them as one. We consider them as two separate things. Umiyat ba'aver lav shmei miyat. And like Rashi, miyat ba'aver lav shmei miyat. That just to look at the elyoina by itself, that is a miyat ba'aver. The miyat has to be attached to the ground. So if we have less than three tefachim between the top and the bottom one, and thereby that'll make it look at, we'll be able to view them all as one, and the bottom one is on the ground, so then it's good. But if you can't, because there's gimel tefachim between the bottom one and the top one, and you want to utilize the top one, the bottom you can't use because the bottom one doesn't have the shear, so you only want to use the top, that's a mir ba'aver, that wouldn't be mutter. That wouldn't help you. Now the Gemara says another member which is very similar to the one we mentioned before. V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Abba Avu Sulam Sheshlivois of Porchos. We have a ladder that the rungs are Porchos, which means to say that there's an ear space, right? Like, you know, our common ladder, that there's ear space between each rung to the next. If the bottom rung of the ladder, that means the wet ladder is wide for tefachim, memait. Even if it were to be that the ladder gets narrower going up and towards the top, it's not dal anymore. So this is similar to what we mentioned before, but the itztava, the bottom itztava. Again, we're talking about we'll see that it's the smash mess, like Rashi points out. Right? Similar to the memory that we just had before. Or there's a way to matter, even if the bottom rung doesn't have the width of four that we need. However, and the upper rung has the shear of dal tefachim, but ein ben zel ze shloisha. And if you don't have the ear space between rungs, a full three, less than three, then again we could join together. We'll view it all as one thing, and in that way, as long as on the top you have the shear, that'll help. That'll be my mind. Rashi says as follows: Sheshlivois of porchos, shlivois or chavakim. And so we had this lotion in the Gemara before. Those are the rungs. Madrega shalonu shukarin. Yeah, whatever this word is, good. Kori lenami sulam. Vesulam she'enei osoi madrega ela ke'en shliva shalonu. She'yesh aver ben chavakeim. V'haynu porcho she'porcho zwa agavzum. As it sounds like he's coming lafuki from some kind of a movable stairway, right? Something like that, you know, so that you wouldn't have any ear space at all between them. So on that, Rashi says, that's what this means, porphyrs, zu al zu, right? They're sort of floating one on top of the other because they're not supporting each other, each rung. V'zok ve'esla ha'kos. Right, fine. It's like, so you have this ladder, you leaned it against the wall. V'yesh u'shliva tachtan ha'bo. If the bottom one has four tfochim, u'bo nismayr ha'kos ma'asar. And with that, now, standing on that, measuring from here, that the kos is not going to be any more 10 tfochim higher, then it's a mite. Inami. Even if the bottom's not, the top one is, like the Gemara says, Zagrachik, the priest got be itztivo, just like we explained by itztivo. Ushliva tachton anami kishem uvdel from the kaka shlish koma. Rashi adds something over here that not only between the two shlivas, the tachton al yoyna, is less than three tfoch, in order to join them, but being that we can't have a mid ba'avir, and we have to see that the mid is starting from the ground, so by the same token, the bottom rung has to start within three from the ground. Now let's see, we have to see a few pieces of Gemara over here, and then hopefully we'll have some time to see a little bit in the Rishonim what's discussed. The Gemara continues as follows. V'omar Rav Nachman, V'omar Rav Baravua, Ziz Hayetz Min HaKoysel, Aziz. You have some kind of sill, maybe we would look at it, some kind of platform, some kind of, that's protruding from the wall. Dalit al dalit. If it's dalit al dalit, here the Gemara mentions the share of dalit al dalit. V'nichal of sulam kol shehu mietay. That the Gemara says that if we rest on it a ladder, a sulam kol shehu, even if the sulam itself doesn't have the share of dalit, mietay, it will help us be memayit the height of the kaisel. I think Morris says, "Lemon el dois ve'ale avol oisei ba'ade arvuchei aruchei." The Gemara says that's only if you're putting the ladder against this ziz, but if you're putting it against the wall, so nothing Morris says that's not going to help. That's not going to help us. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says on top, "Ziz hayetz min hakoysel dal val tfochim v'niach ale asulim kol shuvim." That's what the kol shu over here is. Over here, since the ziz has the shear, so in this situation, the ladder doesn't need to have any shear. The ladder was set up on the floor, on the ground. And the top of the ladder is leaning against the ziz. Miyuta. So, By leaning it against the ziz, we could view this whole the ladder with the ziz together as a mit. And the top has the shear. Like we mentioned before, this would be similar to that of these two things that the Gemara mentioned before. Even if the tachtoina doesn't have the shear, if the yin has the shear, Rashi adds, "Kon shein chavak asulam ruchok mishloishon," being that we have to always see that the meat starts from the ground. So again, we need to have that there is no gimel tefachim between the rungs, and who are then from the rung to the first, from the ground to the first rung. On that, the Gemara adds, that's only if the ladder is leaning on the ziz itself. Avol oisve badei etzloi v'roish nismach l'kaisel. But let's say he put it near the ziz, but it's actually leaning against the wall itself. Arvoche aruche leziz, v'loy have a high sulam mitachtav daga leziz. In this case over here, we can't view it that the sulam is a step to the ziz in order to look at that it's all one thing. Ve'en kan mit shehu muvdul min hakarka harbe. Because in this situation, in order to attach and to look, to view the sulam as steps to the ziz, that's only if it's actually leaning on the ziz itself. But if it's near the ziz, then it remains separate. And since the sulam doesn't have the shear, that sulam itself can't be materos. And the ziz itself, which has the shear, but since it's not connected to the ground, so it's a mi ba'avim, that also won't help us. Now the Gemara goes a step further like this. If you have a wall which is 19 high, so ziz echad lahatiroi, that one ziz will be able to be matted at. Because you place a ziz in a spot that from the ziz to the top of the kaisel will be less than 10 tefachim. Kaisel esrim tzor shnei zizim lahatiroi. You'll need two zizim in order that should be from the from. It should be from that from the spat of the meat to the top of the wall should be less than 10 tefachim. And that the Gemara says Omar Avchizvu shemidin zesh lo kineged zeh, and that's only if the two zizim are one on two different spats on the wall. And that way they'll be functionable. You'll be able to get to them, as Rashi explains. Well, we'll start from the beginning. Rashi over here. Tzorach zezecha lahatira. Rashi says, "Besulam kol shehu." Again, we're talking about that the sulam that we're using over here is not wide enough for it to be matter itself. We need to come onto the zizim. So, using a sulam kol shehu, which is just acting as a connection to the ziz, but the ziz is which has the shear which the heter is based on. As is yaitzibem seisai. The zuz itself is coming out in the middle of the wall, less than 10 high. She'enei gavay asara, lo mimenu lamata, lo mimenu lamayla. So in this way, what we have over here is that the ziz, we place the ziz in the middle of the wall, 19 high. You could, one ziz is enough, because now you have from the someone who's standing on the ziz will be able to reach to the top of the kaisel. It's less than 10 tefachim. However, once the kaisel is 20, so shnei zizin echad kodem asara tachtoinim ve'echad lemayla himenu b'soich asara al yainim. If it's once it's already 20, reaches 20, what you'll need over here is you'll need one ziz which will be in the bottom 10, another ziz which will be in the top 10. The have a gavoya asor, or have a sagile besulam kol shehu, midi have a koisel, because once the height from the ziz to the top of the koisel is 10, so you didn't gain anything. That's you're back to the koisel, and in order to be made a koisel, you need a sulam which has the shit to be made. Zesh lo kineged zeh. So on that, the Gemara says that the two zizim have to be in two different spots. Sheyuchal kfei sulam sheni mizel zeh. Right, in order to attach the two, and if one was right on top of the other, then it will be difficult. We wouldn't be able to attach a sulam from one to the next. So what you're doing over here is that you're. Well, this is over here. This is over here. The first ladder will go here, and the second. So I guess we'll go over here, and that's how you get to the top. Here, now let's skip down the next piece of Gemara over here. Omar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Kaisel Asara, Sorach Sulam Arba Asa Latira. Now the Gemara brings Machlokes as follows. You have a Kaisel which is 10 Tefachim high, Sorach Sulam Arba Asa Latira. We need a Sulam which is 14 high in order to be mattered. Now why is it necessary? Why is he hold that the Sulam has to be so big, even larger than the kaisel itself. So if you look in the Rashi says like this. You see, it's where the lines of Rashi are starting to get wider. From the fifth line down, Sulam Arba Asar. You need a ladder which is 14. Why? She tzorach limshech ragli hasulam arba min hakaisel. That the way you set up a ladder is such that the ladder can't be right against the wall. So you have to pull out the legs of the sulam for tefachim. The fish ain't sulam zokof noech lalis, because a ladder which is straight up is difficult to climb. So that's the cheshbon, right? Tosfos talks about. Tosfos brings Rav Mordechai Rishonim, whether, you know, if you make the math, that that's really the numbers that you come out or not. But hakoponim, this is the reason why you need to have a ladder which is hakoponim larger than the kaisel itself. Beis Avamar filo shloisha osar umashahu. Rabbi Yosef says that you don't need that much, just a little bit more than 13 is enough. And Rashi explains, I feel like Gimel Mashu, he holds that that letter doesn't need to be so high. Why? Shekshe Timshech Ragel Mekhoes Labo Lo Yehei Roche Nomach Mekhoes El Tefach. He agrees that the setup of the Khoes also is going to be 4 Tfachim away. But what he's allowing us to do is that the top of the letter doesn't have to reach the top of the Khoes. As long as you're within the top tefach, that's maspik. Right? That's why he holds that you could have it a little bit shorter over here. Kivin will have a tefach less than bas. Since it's less than tefach, then that would make a difference to us, and that's enough. That's the second sheet over here. Third sheet is Abaye Omar Filo Achad Osor Mashrehum 11. 11 and a little bit is enough. Rashi explains. Achad osra umashu, shek shetach raglav arbo, yehiroshe nomoch na kaisel pochum vishloshe klovodomi. And again, everyone is going, you know, as far as where the feet have to be pulled away from the kaisel itself. The question is, how high does the tap of the sum have to reach on the kaisel? First man says the tap. Second man says it has come within a tefach. Abai is saying now that with the usage of lovod, it's maspik that it comes within 3 tefachim of the tap. Avhuna be'av shoma afilu shiva umashu. He says that even shiva umashu is enough. And on that Rashi explains, the sphere lay kirav dom lakamon sum zokov memait. The basis of this is this is the biggest kula. He's really bringing two things, two study cool together. First of all, he argues with the assumption that we've been going until now, that to use the asulam, it has to be pulled out. Asulam zokof is straight up against the wall. It's not gonna be able to be a mite. He holds that it could. That's what Rashi says. It's really a rav. Rav Yehoshua holds like rav. We'll see in a moment. Domlek Hamon, Rav says asulam zokof mite. So that's the first cool that he holds, that we could use a straight up ladder. And he agrees with the last sheet of Rabbi that it says that all you need is that the Rosh HaKoysel should come within 3. So if you put these two cools together, that's why he holds that the size of the ladder that we're talking about is Sheva Umash. And that's the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Sulam Zokov Memayit." This is Rav's memory. Sulam Zokov Memayit, a ladder which is set up that it's straight up. There's no. How do you call it? Right. There's no incline. No incline. What's the word?
Angle.
There's no angle. Right. That's also Memayit. But Rav says, Gimoru, v'loya dan my time. Rav says, I was makabel, that such a loch that works, but the truth of the matter is, I don't really understand it, because, you know, it's difficult to use. That's what Rashi says over here. Omar Rav, sum zokof memait gimoru. Shemat me'aboisai. That's what Gimoru means, right? Gimoru means I was makabel, so I accepted this halacha from my rabbein. However, a time v'loya dan. But the reasons for that, I don't know. I don't really understand why that should be. It's difficult to go up. Okay. Right, this is the Gemara's over here that we want to see right now. Now, the Rishonim over here ask a contradiction between two Gemaras over here and conditions in Halacha develop from how we answer this. If we look in the Tosfos over here, the bottom Tosfos on Ayin Zayin on the base. Im Yesh be'itz tevat achtoina abba memayit. The bottom Tosfos over here. Tosfos brings Rashi, Pish b'kuntres. That always refers to Rashi, the pamphlet shot. That's what that is. It's the Rashi used to pass out to the Pirushim and anonymously, pamphlet in the Beis Medrash. That's what I was referring to. Like, Pirush Bekuntres, Orech Habo, that this, the Itzah's platform is four long, and with that, now the height between the top of the platform and the Kaisel is less than 10. Tosfos says, Umash Medleboi Dal Al Dalet. According to Rashi, it would seem to be that there's no requirement of dalet al dalet. We don't need a square dalet tefachim. We just need dalet tefachim length. V'chein pirush sulam shashlevasa parches kein sulama shalanu. And similarly, the way Rashi explains the next piece of Gemara of parches ba'avir, that it's our kind of letters, again, it's going to come out that the shir of dalet tefachim, which is mentioned over here, is only the length or the width, whichever one you understand what that is. But it's not. There's no requirement of dalet al dalet. As the Tosfos points out over here, that oyrin chachavokim are dalet. Avol ein rechav marbo. Right, they're not for wide. Shoyesin k'min makles dakim. They're not like steps like we you know in a regular staircase that you have. That there's a width from them. These are makles dakim, right? These are like we have on our ladder. These small rods over here that you stand on. On that, Taisa asks the question with Temu. Devesamach beinon shagi esulam ad. Rosh HaKoysum. That the Gemara that we just, the last piece of Gemara that we just learned, the Gemara is trying to connect the Sulam in some way with the top of the Koysum. The boy Sulam, Yudalid, or Zayin Umashu, with a different Shiurim. So Tosfos wants to know that how do you work out these two Gemaras? This Gemara over here, Itzdebo and Sulam, is all we need over here is that once it's less than 10, that's all we need to have, right? It's Memayit. Once you start measuring from the step or whatever it is, which is Dalet, then it's good. And the Gemara later on seems to require that you need to get to the top. This is the contradiction in the two Gemaras that we shouldn't deal with here. Now I want to see over here. Let's see in the Rosh how the Rosh brings the Shittas Rishonim concerning this. If you look in the Rosh. The Rosh is in Simen Gimel, in the seventh paragraph. If you turn over here, I don't know if it's in the pages, Kuf Yutes. Do you have like a 236 over there? Okay, so we have over here in Simin Gimel, the Rosh is pretty much quoting the Tosfos that we started seeing over here. Omar Aviva Abay Itzvah Al Gabi Itzvah Miyesh B'tachton Abo Inami Eim B'tachton Yesh B'yone Dalet V'eim Ben Zel Zer Shloshim Emayit. That was that Gemara. He brings Rashi Pirusha Urecha Itzvah Abo Mashm Loi Boy Abo Abo. Right, this is the beginning. Rashi would seem to be that you don't need Abo Abo. All you need is that it should be one direction should be Abo. He refers to Rashi before also V'chem Pirish Le'el Bolamate Mesh B'mi'ute Abo Meshech Ba'urach HaKoysel. In the Gemara before on Omer Aleph, the first time the Gemara talks about Mi'it, Rashi also mentions that the Mi'it that all we're interested in is that against the wall it should be four, but the Reicha, right, is not necessary. And Tosfos, the Rosh over here is bringing Tosfos Kasha, is asked the question, the Lekamomish Maiten Boy Shigia HaSulam Reicha Koiso, the Boy Sulam HaSoro, Maiten different Shiurim. Now, the truth of the matter is that this contradiction in the sugyas that the Gemara is asking really is it's not a question. It's not necessarily a kasha on Rashi's concerned. Right? The connection over here is that because of what Rashi is, maybe we'll lose the ability to say it teretz. Now, the Rosh says as follows, Ve'ein loymar, a possible answer might have been, Dehosam mayri she'ein rochav abo eitz ha'koysel. That maybe over there, this that you have to, that the koysel has to reach in some way the top, the sulam, I'm sorry, has to reach the top, maybe that's talking about that there is no sheer dalet at all. So that would be a possible answer. Possible answer would be that when you have a sheer dalet on the sulam, so then as long as the top of the sulam is within, you know, you're within 10 to the top of the kaisel, then that's maspik. That sugya over there, which talks about that you're having to reach in some way the top of the kaisel, however you consider the top of the kaisel, so the sulam doesn't have any sheer at all. There is no dalet at all. On that, Tosfos says that ein loymar. Don't say that teretz. Tal b'chol shmaiten mashm l'sum tzol shehei b'roch b'dalad. Tosfos says that there's mashmois in the sugya that at least that much you always need. The slumas of our sugyas are talking things right from the Gemara later on that the stam sum that we're talking about has the shear of dalad. Now, what he means to say over here is that, see, that would have been a possible teretz to answer, right? They'll say that, you know, over here is a shir dalet, over there is no shir dalet, and maybe that's why over here the letter has to be positioned differently. On that place it says that the mashmai sasug is not like that, that even over there, when the requirement is to reach the top, you also need dalet. So if that's so then we're once again back to the contradiction in the sugya over there, that if both places you need a shir dalet, so why over there are we requiring that the ladder should reach the top and here not? Thank you. Now let's see if we could. I said I'm going to get into this piece of Chokak. So let's see if we could jump to over here. Betzorach Leimer. You see a few lines down in the next simon. Betzorach Leimer. The Pirush Rashi sheyesh ben shliva l'shliva shloisha. That we're talking about that you have between rungs three. U'shliva tachtoina nami gavoya shloisha min ha'oretz. They have a mir ba'aviv loishmei mit. L'hochi b'inan shegiya sulam l'roish ha'koizim. The Rosh says, according to Rashi, the answer to this will have to be that we're talking about when you have between rungs three. We have three tefachim. We don't have the connection of love between rungs. That really is a mir ba'avir. And that's when you have the condition that the kaisel has to reach the sulam. I'm sorry, the ladder has to reach the top. If you don't really have a connection to the ground through lavud, then that's when halacha is that the sulam has to reach whatever you consider the top of the kaisel. That was this last gemara over here on Ein Ches. But the previous Gemara, which said that was enough, that from the top of the Kaisel to the top of the Sulam to the Kaisel is less than 10, that's probably if you have the Shir. So that's how Rashi will explain the difference over here. On that, the Rosh continues, V'nir lefarish, d'hocha boi dalid al dalid. The Rosh says that I feel that over here you need dalet al dalet, not like Rashi. Rashi says that the shir is all you need is one dalet. But in the farish to hocha boy dalet dalet, that's really the shit sari in the Tosfos. She osvay lamed olav v'lalis al hakoysel. Ulahochi loy beinan ela she ismayt hakoysel me'asorim. The Rosh zok the Rosh a different way to explain this. The sugya over here by Itzteva and by Sulam, which it was enough that the top came within 10 of the Kaisel, is when we're talking about the platform is Dalet al Dalet, which is a sizable platform that a person could stand there sturdily. Oz roi lamed olav alas la Kaisel. Hoch lebina elish she yismayed ha Kaisel me'asorim. That's why it's enough. Avol kamon ma'ri she'en roch of Dalet al Dalet. Later on, is talking about where it's not dalet al dalet. It definitely is dalet, like the Rosh mentioned, but you don't have the dalet al dalet that you need. Lochi b'inun shigia sulam b'roish ha'koisel. That's why you need that the ladder should reach the top. Okay, so this is the Rosh's explanation to the sugya. He's telling us one chiddush that in the sugya of sulam and itzvah nizayin of beis. The sheer dalet that the Gemara talks about is a dalet al dalet. That's what the Gemara is recording over there. And being that you have a sizable platform in both directions to stand on, that's when it's masvik that it reaches within 10 to the top. But when you don't have a dalet al dalet, like in the sugya later on, even though you have dalet, but if it's not dalet al dalet, then you'll need to reach the top. Now the Rosh brings from the Ram. The Ram of Rattenberg.
So this that Tosfos and the Rosh both said that you couldn't say in Loimar because Stam Masulim is Rach of Dalet, maybe Stam Masulim is Rach of Dalet, but not Dalet al Dalet.
Right. Very good. Right. Thanks for Cheshvin. The Ram Zal Tiritz, the Chol Hani Ayri Le'inyin Zeh, She'im Oso Ha'echer Binyin, Eitzel Ha'Koysel, The Ram says like this, that the whole sugya of miyat that we've been talking about now, there are really two possible dinim which this could pertain to. either it could, like we saw before, either what when you have a situation where we're the top of the kaisel is noyach, is the easiest damages for a person on one side, and it's difficult for the other one on the other side. So in that case, the halacha will be that when nois noisai, we give it and we annex it to the chotzer of the one that's noyach, and he could use it. He could carry from one to the next. The other one can't. Now there's a second function that this mit has, which is to create a pesach. And if we have on both sides this mit, so we'll actually make a pesach, and it will give us the ability to be ma'ariv the two chatzeris together. Ram is come to say to chol hani ariv in zeshim also ha'echad binyan eitzlak kaisel mirtei amarasoro the havle tashmish benachas v'noisen oisei loy. The Ram is saying that the meat of the sugya that we're discussing now only helps to be able to carry from the side which has the meat onto the kaisel, and he'll become tashmish benachas compared to the other side, which is will be tashmish kosher. Avol pesach loy choshev la'ariv echad. However, this will not facilitate a pesach to be ma'ariv together. Afilu shekinegdai also kayetz. But even if the person on the other side, like I just mentioned, as we're talking about that pesach, of course, you need both sides. Right? So the only possibility that it will be pesach if the person did that on the other side also. But the Rambam is coming to say that such a thing over here, in this sugya, itzvan and sulam, which will be within 10, that's not going to facilitate a pesach at all. Unless the sulam reaches the top. So on that, the Rambam is going to say that's the difference between the two sugyas. That in the first sugya, what we're coming to accomplish, the meat that the Gemara is referring to, is just to make it that it's tashmish benachas to this side as opposed to the other one, and then he'll be able to carry from his chotzer onto the kaisel. But something this size can't facilitate a pesach b'chlau. So even if a person on the other side also made this meat, now both of them, they have this platform which they can reach. They're within 10 to the top of the kaisel. That doesn't make a pesach that they can ma'arif together, as the Ram says. When is it considered a pesach and can ma'arif together? That's only if the sulam reaches the top of the kaisel, which is the requirements of the next sugya. Now, let's see over here if we could just take another 2 minutes over here, just to see if take a shulchan aruch, okay, Amishah Berurah. See in Simon Shnayim Beis Sif Yud Aleph. See that Shinayim Beis, that Shinayim Beis, yeah, Shinayim Beis, Shinayim Beis, Sif Yud Aleph. See then, bona itzva al itzva. This is the first sugya. Bona itzva al itzva. You see this on there?
It's missing pages.
Oh, it's missing pages.
It might be here.
Here. So use this one. Use this one.
Okay.
The Mechaber over there is passing like the Torah. I'm reading over here. This is the Torah. So if you see some difference, there shouldn't be. But Bona Itzva Al Itzva. This is our Gemara. Im Yesh B'Tachtoin Arbol Arbo. If the bottom one has Arbol Arbo, right? Notice that he's talking about the Shir of Arbo Arbo, like Shitzat Tosfos. Not like Rashi. This is pretty much the Gemara. What it's might concerning what? Lahatir lehishtamish olov. It's only matter to be able to use the koisel. Avoloi mahani lemevi pesach la'arv yachad. But it doesn't help to be ma'arv together. So the tour over here is passing this halacha with a chumrah, with a big chumrah over here. He's requiring arbo al arbo, and he's also not allowing this heter to extend further than usage of the kaisel, and it's never going to allow us to be ma'arif together. Now on that, the Beis Yosef asks, Beis Yosef brings the Rosh that we saw, the two main sheetahs had to answer the sugya, and the Beis Yosef says as follows, the Rabbeinu talking to about the tour, Hitzrich abo roichav kitir tzorosh, that the Rosh, the tour required abo roichav like the teres of the Rosh, v'lias kepesach atzorosh shegil roish hakoysel kitiritz ram. In order to, you know, you see from the two that doesn't help to be ma'arav together, right? In order to be ma'arav together, you'll need to reach the top of the kaisel. So now he's saying that the tour seems to be ma'arav two chumras over here, like the chumr that comes out of the Rosh and the chumr that comes out of the ram. V'loyadati lomo. I don't see why that's necessary. The kivin the be'ezer tirtz mehem misyashiv lom le'en l'mikik l'chumr shneihim. And that is saying that there's two distinct sheetahs over here. And what we have over here is two ways how to learn the two sugyas. The Rosh learns that both sugyas are coming to allow us to be ma'ar of them together, and the requirement of reaching the top, not reaching the top, is dependent on whether you have dalet or not. And the Rosh holds that if you have dalet al dalet, so that's ma'ar you even to be ma'arif together. Right? If you have the dalet al dalet. Right? You can be ma'arif together even without reaching the top. The reason why you need to reach the top is when you don't have the dalet al dalet. The Torah over here requires the dalet al dalet, and he's still not being ma'arif you to be ma'arif together unless you're reaching the top. The shita of the Maharam that we saw, the Ram sheet that the second teres that he brings, he says that the two sugyas are that you'll never have a heter to be ma'arve together unless you have it reaches the top. Now, apparently over here, what he's saying is that in the Ram you don't see any requirement of dalet al dalet. So he wants to know that. So why is it that the tour is having these two requirements? That he's saying that unless it reaches the top, even though you have dalet al dalet, you still won't be able to tim ma'ar them together. The tour is being ma'arif two chumras together, which really shouldn't come together. It's either one of the two chumras coming out of the sugya. Now, if you have your mishnah brura over here, the bir halacha says as follows: he mentions that it's a little interesting over here. We know that the Beis Yosef is the Mechaber. Right? The Beis Yosef is the one, he's the Mefarish on the tour, and then he wrote his own Shulchan Aruch later, which is pretty much based on the tour. But the Beis Yosef is questioning the psak of the tour over here, so you would think that in the Shulchan Aruch, when he would pass him, things would come out differently. But in truth, even though he has his questions on the tour, he still paskins the same way. In the Bir Alocha says, I am the Bir Agro. You see what this is over here? It's the second Bir Alocha. Avol Enech Choshar Kepesla Av Yachad. This piece over here, I am the Bir Agro, V'shar Achroinim, V'hatu V'shulchan Aruch Sosmu K'shnei HaPirushim Shuhu V'Horosh L'chumro. That the two in the Shulchan Aruch are taking the Chumas out of the both the two pshat that the Rosh brings in the Gemara. V'hine be'Beis Yosef Tomar La Tur Bozeh. In the Beis Yosef, he's metama. He wonders on the tour that how could the tour come out with both chumras? Nevertheless, that when it came time for him to set up the halacha, he relied on the tour, and he himself also passed in both chumras. See, I can't talk about what. Oh, I'm sorry. See what that was? Oh. You see that one? See, I'm just reading the beginning over here. That that the basis of this psak, the Vilna Gaon says, is this rush that we saw. These are the two chumras that come out of this. And this is just a chiddush over here that even like the Beis Yosef himself asks that in learning the sugya, these two chumras shouldn't really come together. It should be either or, should be enough to be able to be matirit. Nevertheless, the tour and the Beis Yosef himself follows la halacha, even though he himself questions over there. That's why the way we have it over here in halacha is such that it's the bnius itzdeva in this case over here is never going to help us to be a pesach. In order to be a pesach, we'll have the chumrah of the maram that you have to reach the top.